You're listening to SBS News.
The 3,500-kilometre-long stretch in the Ladakh area of the Kashmir region has been in dispute since 1962, and now that dispute has turned violent. Chinese and Indian soldiers engaging in brutal rock-throwing in the Galwan Valley territory. While no shots were fired in the high-altitude battle, iron rods were used as weapons, with India reporting 20 deaths and claims there were casualties on both sides. The two emerging international powers have accused each other of overstepping the Himalayan line that separates them. Indian defence expert D.S. Dhillon hopes the latest skirmishes don't result in a repeat of the brief and bloody war fought over the region more than 50 years ago.
We have reached a situation where we were standing eyeball to eyeball, and this has resulted in the scuffle where we have lost our brave jawans. This is very sad, and we want government to immediately step in and take some diplomatic action so that does not happen like 62, that small incidents gets flared up and to the bigger level and we may have to go for a bigger action then.
Both sides are blaming each other. India accusing China of trying to change the status quo by erecting posts on the Indian side of the border. For its part, China says Indian troops have twice trespassed onto its territory. Chinese Foreign Affairs spokesman Zhu Lijiang says the two sides are making efforts to ease tensions and maintain peace and stability in the region.
China has lodged strong protests and solemn representations with the Indian side. We demand that India strictly restrain its frontline troops, refrain from crossing the border, provocations, or taking any unilateral actions that may complicate the situation.
The 1962 war ended in a truce and the formation of a de facto boundary, known as the Line of Actual Control. An uneasy and fragile peace has ensued, but no official border has ever been negotiated. In a bid to avoid a repeat of the past, the two nations held talks last week over the recent scuffles. Michael Kugelman of Washington think tank the Wilson Center is surprised at how quickly things have escalated, given the negotiations had been making progress.
Well, I mean, we still don't know the full story as to what happened back in May when these tensions first broke out. There have been differing reportage. There's been conflicting reports from both the Chinese and the Indian sides. But what I think is extremely surprising is that we had this incident that we had very recently, where, as you noted, there were at least 20 Indian fatalities. We don't know the number of Chinese fatalities. And that's because a dialogue process had begun. There was a process in place to de-escalate this crisis.
He says that task is now looking increasingly difficult.
We were told that things are on their way to winding down. And yet, not only do we have a deadly incident, but we have an incident, a mass casualty deadly incident. So things have really escalated in a hurry. And I think as much as both sides want to avoid a conflict, and I think we will avoid a conflict, it's going to be very difficult to de-escalate quickly when you have something like what you have right now.
Border guards have had skirmishes and fistfights over the years when patrols have confronted each other, but there has been no loss of life at the border since 1967. These latest casualties raising fears the world's two most populous nations and major trading partners are now at risk of open conflict. Gareth Borum, SBS News.